This is the Myth Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk. Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
Very funny.
Ho, 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 generals, and welcome to the Ministry of Silly Talk Christmas special.
I'm wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah, that's right. So it, just for everyone's enjoyment, we're all being very festive, Josh included.
Hey.
You good? How you feeling about the
As long as I can't see myself, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be tough for you. As you
on the playback? The,
yeah, it's going to be rough. Wearing a Santa hat.
Dude, I had a Josh Rage this week. I think I may have gotten the manager.
Hold on, wait.
Fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying you may have had a Josh Rage this week?
Oh, it wasn't a may have. I had a real legitimate.
That's right.
Not being ridiculous, but
yeah.
Warranted Josh
you were
Rage.
In the you were in the Christmas spirit and someone else wasn't.
I was spending money at a tire place like I do all the time.
Yeah.
And the dude lied to me about the price until I get up there. Then he tries to throw another $130 on it.
Oh.
He lied to me before about the price of some tires when I got up there. And I, you know, refused to pay what he said. And he's like, I'll just put the old ones back on. $360. Yeah. I was there.
You were in that moment.
God didn't come up. Okay?
No.
And nobody was being nice.
You
okay.
Pray
for me. So I told you, know, I said, nah, bro, I'm paying the price you said. That you said your phone calls are recorded so y'all can listen to it back.
And, yeah.
You know, if you didn't say that, you can charge me more. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
The belt they put on snapped the next day. Okay.
What?
Yeah. The belt that I paid him to put on snapped the next day.
Yeah.
And so I called the dude. He's a dick. I'm like, you know what? Let me get your boss's number. He says, I don't have a boss.
This isn't very Christmassy.
You guys are rip-off.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, his manager called, refunded all my money.
I started it with Josh Rage. You get after it.
And he said I'm not the only person who said this about the guy.
Wow.
He's going to have a conversation with him and probably make some changes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting things done.
That was that was a proper Josh Rage.
It was.
I can't complain.
I didn't even go into it. I'm not even sweating. I was mad earlier.
It's good stuff. Man,
back
this
to
is
Christmas,
a long...
Back to Christmas.
We're cheering the intro. It's fine. Whoa, this goes on forever. Okay, I made it stop. That's fine. It is Christmas. Who doesn't love Christmas, right?
Right.
Who doesn't? Not me.
Not
I
me.
Love it.
I love Christmas every year.
What I really enjoy about Christmas, and I think I need to put this right up here at the top of the show, anywhere you've ever worked, there's always the possibility of there being a Christmas party, right? A corporate Christmas party, some sort of like, you know, mandatory fun situation.
Mm.
And like...
I don't really like doing stuff like that, especially at the place
where
everyone's up from, you know.
Well, and what's going to happen? Guys like us.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple.
And there's going to be another guy that you're cool with.
Yeah.
And before it's you
gonna
know
get
it. Yeah.
Spiral, right?
Somebody's going to get called gay.
Yeah.
Keep this rule in mind.
That was perfect timing.
Yes. No, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
It's and what I want to say before I play this video is I just want to tell younger professionals, if you're listening, and we know you are, don't go to your company's Christmas party. Don't go to that.
No.
Do not go to that. If you're listening to this podcast, you are not the kind of person who should be at
the Christmas party.
The company Christmas
party. You're
not
going to not have a drink.
You're not going to not have...
Six.
Yeah. Who knows? But this
open bar, for God's sake.
Yeah, this advice from this video, though, it cannot be repeated enough for young people around Christmas time.
You do not go to office parties only to have fun. You'd be wise to act as if you were.
Also, this is a good reason not to do it, because you're supposed to, because they're like, we're a family and we're going to have a fun Christmas party. And this guy's telling you that when you go to the Christmas party,
get in line.
Yeah, you better, yeah, you got to lock in.
Not go to office parties only to have fun. You'd be wise to act as if you were being watched by someone with no sense of humor.
So Sarah, do you have any plans?
Feels familiar.
Yeah. Has he been following me around?
Yeah. Does this guy know us?
Yeah.
And for the holidays?
Oh, yes, sir. We're going to visit my in-laws in Seattle.
Well, that'll be lovely. Have you ever been up there before?
No, I haven't. No.
It's a nice town. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. So too.
Selling dinners at
Q Graham.
Hey.
Hey. I'm the guy that's saying that. Hey. Yeah, this is probably more of a Josh thing anyway. He slid up to two strangers like, hey.
Hey. Wait, no, he's going to ask her to dance, and it's really.
Oh, that's Grandma dance. Day.
Oh, you cheated on me. You knew that was coming.
I actually didn't think about it at all until just now. Because I just was watching this video. I was like, yeah, don't do that. Me.
All right, Elena, come on.
I'm going to drink.
Parties.
I know.
You're being judged at every social event.
Uh-oh. Oh no! What just happened? What did we just see?
Uh oh!
He is being judged because he was talking to the one lady.
You know, I have been meaning to compliment you on your presentation this morning.
Uh oh! Now here we come. Now see this lady. I don't know, but I'm wondering if he's going to admonish or congratulate this woman for being like overly worky, right?
Ooh, maybe too much.
Nothing was routine, yeah. But thank you anyway.
Routine? That was not routine. You know, you are really brilliant. I mean, really, you're a natural.
He's gonna tell her not to kiss so much.
Oh, Miss Dempsmore, yeah. Flattery will get you anywhere. Oh.
Your social behavior can be crucial, especially when you're being considered for advancement.
He's telling her to kiss ass.
I think he's encouraging this behavior.
I don't think he might be. Let's continue. Yeah.
What was that?
For your advancement, and then the next scene is him popping a cork in a very plausible position.
It's not. It's the only answer to this.
What year is this? 84-ish, probably?
Yeah.
Play that sausage thing.
We do need to get into that.
What did it get into?
Now, holler at me about the timing.
But that wasn't flattery. I mean, truly, I rarely see anybody as good as you are.
Whoa.
Truly. Oh, excuse me, can I get either of you a drink?
No.
I think I need one.
Many young executives who act sensibly all year round blow it at the Christmas party. Now, this is the one time that the corporate executives...
Christmas party.
What? Yeah, that's the whole deal with the Christmas party. Somebody's going to blow it.
Get a good look at you. And it's the quickest way to end your career.
The quickest way to end your career.
The best kept secret of all in the corporate world is this. If your spouse is deemed unacceptable...
Your spouse is deemed unacceptable.
God, can we find out... Is there any way to find out where this is from and what you...
No, listen. I spent a good bit of time today. I'm going to have to spend some more time. I tried to find
this. The name of this corporation would just be...
Well, but see, I think but it's also... It's one of those like training video situations.
People watch this.
Yeah, but I could not find the original version. I just could only find this Reels version of it, and I just couldn't find it, but...
By the company executives, your success could be limited. Now, no one will admit this, but it is a fact. American business is traditionally conservative.
What's he saying?
He's saying, if you're fat, drunk, old lady, it's causing problems at the thing.
Or even if your old lady is fat and ugly.
Yeah, that could even
Where does unacceptable start and finish?
He doesn't clarify where the line is, but he's just telling you unacceptable. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Right. If she's unacceptable, I'm assuming though, based on my experience, that she's probably drunk and acting crazy.
Yeah.
The best kept secret of all in the corporate world is this: if your spouse is deemed unacceptable by the company executives, your success could be limited. Now, no one will admit this, but it is a fact. American business is traditionally conservative, with little tolerance for social rebellion. Manners, habits of speech, grammar, grooming, and behavior are as important as your next performance review.
Listen, it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But also,
that's wild.
The speech about...
The expectation there is.
But that's what I'm saying. So probably no company would have ever played that for their employees. Nobody would have ever done that because it's violating HR stuff like crazy. It'd be like,
but maybe this is pre-HR stuff.
Is your wife unacceptable? This is like, I think this is like, you want to be a young executive. You know what I'm saying?
Like telling you what to actually watch for, the unspoken shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a damn good try.
I'd like to find the whole thing.
And the thing is, if you were trying to move up in the world and you listen to those things he just said, it might be the way you do it.
I'm not saying it's not, but it's also Christmassy and hilarious.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh,
that's our boy, dude.
Here we go. It's time for Christmas with...
My top three holiday drinks are strawberry shakes.
Not bad.
I like strawberry shake.
Chestnut shakes.
Chestnut shakes.
And pineco soup. Pine cone. You know, those things that grow on the fir trees. Spruce.
You know, sometimes in comedy, it's like two serious things and then a funny thing. Yeah. He went one serious thing, two
ridiculous things.
Strawberry shakes.
And that's not a real, that's an actual thing. It's
a
serious thing. It's just, but it exists.
Chestnut.
Chestnut shakes.
I love Gary Busey. I hope he gets all of
pie toast soup.
What is he? That's not street drug. You know what I mean? That's like mental health stuff. That's like some Howl doll or something weird. You know, like.
No, it's best to not focus on. It's probably kind of sad.
No, I mean,
spruce trees, pine cones. They're shaped like Christmas trees. They are Christmas trees in disguise.
His third favorite thing was pine cone soup.
Yeah. And how do you get like veneers top and bottom? They still look creepy. That's mine. That's scary.
He's never been like a normal face guy, though. No, to be fair, but, in his prime, there was never
Gary
a normal
Busey Point Break.
Face.
Okay. Well, Gary Busey Point Break. That's his prime, is what we're talking about.
It ain't even still.
No, I never said he was a good-looking man. You know? But somewhere around 1999, he fell off a cliff and lost his mind. It was crazy.
Super Dickmann's in der frische Box. Super Dickmann's in der frische Box.
Mann ist der Dickmann.
Die sind frisch, Mann. Die sind Dickmann.
Holiday treats.
Super Dickmann's.
Why the kid, though? Golly.
It's a German. Surely they didn't notice that they put it in English and then English it. Okay, now pull it down because you're slouching. There you go. If you're comfortable there. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Wait, the other casting choices were good.
Super Dickmann's in der frische Box.
Mann ist der Dickmann.
Die sind frisch, Mann. Die sind dick.
Das schmeckt so famos und ist riesig und groß.
Das
ist super frisch und muss sofort auf den Tisch.
Dude, this is cultural. This is multicultural. These are delicious German Christmas treats. That's the best one. Oh, no. Oh boy.
Yeah, there's been a parental warning at the beginning.
We're deep into the Christmas holiday here now, folks.
Bing, bing, bong.
Oh boy.
Sind
die Dickmanns?
In der frische Box.
In der frische Box.
Come on, man. It's just a Jeremy commercial for Dick Man. Delicious. Look at that. Look at face.
Is that Dick Man?
Die sind Frischmann, die sind Dickmann, super Dickmanns.
Whoa! Ew. I didn't even notice it got that creepy at the end. The other one at least has music. This one, when it gets to the point, it's in your ear. It's whispering in your ear.
Die sind Frischmann, die sind Dickmann.
Like he's whispering through your bedroom window.
Oh, good lord.
Wow.
No, this one's better because this one has the music.
There's no way that makes anyone want to buy an ice cream.
No. I don't think it's ice cream. Okay, I think it's some sort of marshmallow situation, maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He says in the freezer, though. Freezer box.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Klondike shaped like a Dickmon, and people were calling it Dickmon, and it's like, what the hell, dude?
Welcome to the thumbnail, this picture.
Oh, no. We're going to get some weird subscribers.
Dude, the whole thing is so good.
Yeah, that's great. One where that's got.
What's interesting
90s.
That the advertisement would be encouraging you to eat it that quickly if it was frozen. Like, and maybe I don't speak German. Maybe melt. That's a whole thing.
Well, you take a Klondike and like wait for it. Like, you eat it.
A lot of
that might be like a moon pie or something. Man. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's moon pie.
Super Dickmanns in der frische Box. Super Dickmanns in der frischen Box.
Mann, ist der Dickmann.
Die sind Frischmann, die sind Dickmann, super Dickmanns.
That last part is too much.
Die sind Frischmann, die sind Dickmanns.
Okay, all right, we can move on. We can move on from that.
Every time I come over here, you always gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
What is that from?
We're not there yet. Oh, okay. It's a sneak preview. You know what? Fuck it. We'll take a look at it real quick.
Did you get that thing oiled down?
Oiled down?
Yeah, did you get it oiled up?
Oiled up. Hold on.
You talking about the oil change?
Yeah.
So why don't you just say that? I mean, what the fuck? Every time I come over here, you only gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man. What's your terminology, man? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Man, just come on, man. Finish cutting my hair. I can get the fuck up out of here, man. Come on, cuz.
I got you. So I'm at the end now. You want me to get you from the back?
Get me from the back. See, this is the fuck I'm talking about. Take this motherfucking cape off. Get me from the back. You talking about taping me from
the back?
How
long these guys known each other? 30 years, probably?
Of course, yeah. Undoubtedly. So it's pretty good stuff.
Oh, it's awesome.
And also, we've known each other for a long time, feel like whenever you come over to do the podcast, you're like,
every time I come over here, you only gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
That's okay.
We don't talk about politics on the podcast.
No, but you may get me talking through a homosexual rigmarole.
Oh,
boy. Oh, God.
They're in Baltimore, too, dude.
Delicious looking dick from. sorry about that. Delicious looking dish from Rick there.
Okay.
Delicious looking dick.
Delicious
from
looking dick from.
I love that.
No, he comes unglued.
Because it's live. I mean, that's great.
Man. No, he comes unglued. All right, we gotta come on. We gotta get back to Christmas here. God damn it. delicious. Who doesn't love that? Actually, almost due for a break and.
Okay.
We'll talk about when we come back from the break about how the live show
went.
Is available, how it went, all of that. We'll end this, and before we go to the break, I actually have a message for a lot of you that you're going to need to hear.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
This is directly from Santa. It'll take us into the break, and I want most of you to know that this is the case.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Except for you. You've been a cunt.
All right, well, hey! We'll be back after this brief message from our sponsors. Peace.
You've selected the finest replacement window that money can buy.
These people know what they want. Why? Because before they bought replacement windows, they sent for this free book. It's got all the questions answered on prime replacement windows, and they're going to find peace of mind with Super Sage Window Company. So if you're serious about replacement windows, call 583-4855, and I'll send you this book. Better yet, I'll bring it myself. We'll get serious together. Call Super Sage at 583-4855. Super Sage.
And we're back. Christmas time. It's the Ministry of Silly Talk Christmas special.
And the choir and all. And
everything. Right, yeah. Who doesn't need that? I put all that in post.
Delicious looking dick from...
It's a famous Christmas.
Yeah, he's giving up against some homosexual shit.
Yeah.
Terminology and shit. Oh, you trying this last week. I need to see that.
Yeah, you haven't got a chance to take a peek at this holiday ad for soup. This is for soup. Not a meme or anything, by the way. This is a real commercial. The scarecrow came alive.
The schlop means something besides dirt grossness?
Whether you're cold or whether you're wet, you'll weather it better with a warm, welcoming Knorr soup. Like Knorr blended golden vegetable. Wholesome, nourishing vegetables selected and...
I did notice that he came out of the field, and as soon as the guy looked, he froze. Now he's out of your damn
for a soup that's thick.
I mean, I'm not against it. I just think it's a lot of production value.
Yes, no. It's...
For a 48-cent packet of Knorr.
Soup in a cup or soup in a bowl.
He came out with the thing, though. You see this? He heard something going on outside
he's
of the
got
house.
The gun. Yeah.
He's got a breech-barreled shotgun because he's like, what happened? What?
Yeah. Is there a man-sized pumpkin outside with a carrot nose?
Yeah, and also, again...
Is that guy who's wearing my dad's jacket standing out there?
Why? It's the scarecrow, but it's also somehow... it's also somehow, like you said, it's somehow a mixture of like a snowman because he has a carrot nose.
Yeah.
Snowmen don't have carrot noses.
Well, scarecrows don't.
Yeah, scarecrows, that's right. Yeah, scarecrows don't. Well, snowmen do.
He's a vegetable guy. That's a pumpkin. There's a... he's carrot.
Oh, this is not good. That's no, not great. That's what is a, happening oh, there? Oh, what hey, is happening oh, there? Hey, oh, hey, hey you. Yeah. Here, well, we'll eat up some time here real quick. Let's see here. Let's just see if we can eat up some time here real quick.
Then he's got DJing back a little bit. Oh, man, it just looks too real with the mouth like that. Like Tom Selleck. He's like, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Anyway, let's check the end of it
beneath
out, though.
Beneath my window.
Soup in a cup or soup in a bowl. There's no soup more satisfying, nor soup so good you go.
This is from the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2025. You can get a packet of Knorr for 38 cents to this day.
But you see,
they need to make the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and it takes like seconds into this minute long ad, you see the schloops, and you go, "You were correctly like, what the what is that?
I thought this was German or something at first.
What is the schloop bit? And then it all leads to this?
Soup. So good, Hugo.
I don't like the sound. I don't like how they spelled it.
It's not appetizing at all.
No.
The soup they chose to feature.
And
it was.
Look, generally in advertising, your spokesperson is cute, hot, attractive, adorable.
Seldom do they show the funny product eating itself, though. It's eating itself. It's just vegetables eating vegetables.
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut doesn't eat peanuts.
No. Well, and it, like the whole thing with Chick-fil-A is the cows.
Yeah, yeah, eat more chicken. Yeah.
It wouldn't, like, how horrific would Chick-fil-A's advertising campaign be if it was chickens? Yeah, like, was please stop!
Froghorn, leghorn.
please, just a chicken be like, please stop! And another chicken eating it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not ideal. But it is apparently very Christmassy. Because it's in this folder.
Somebody up on Madison Avenue.
It isn't too early to be thinking about something.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
For those of you struggling, hey, look, you're having people over.
Yes, we are.
For Christmas.
Yes.
You have to show your old lady this recipe.
Okay.
She could make it, and I think it's going to be a big hit.
Okay.
It isn't too early to be thinking about.
This is not a bit.
The green one we're talking about.
This is not a bit.
Okay.
No, I don't know what the green one is.
I've seen it.
Good Lord. Probably a bunch of these are horrible, but this particular
recipe. Something spectacular for holiday eating, and cranberry crimson mold could be it. It's colorful.
Wait till you see.
Good.
Wait till you see what's in it, player.
Colorful and good.
Wait till you see what's in it.
No,
you'll
know.
Love it.
I know.
I want you, as we go, just let me know when you need me to pause it so you can describe how much you're excited about this dish for Christmas.
And you can make it ahead of time. We started by dissolving 2 packages of strawberry-flavored gelatin in 1.5 cups of boiling water.
Okay, we're fine.
Now
here.
We're adding the gelatin gradually
into
to
what?
A cup of Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Why? For people who like that mayonnaise on savory stuff, knock yourselves out. You start making a mold. Because here's the thing. I go to Christmas, and I'm stoned, and that shit's sitting on the table. It looks like a dessert. If I'm taking my diabetes medicine, I might take a slice and then punch somebody in the fucking face.
No, somebody's getting kicked out of a window.
Somebody's tricking somebody eating Miracle goddamn whip.
You have to consider, too, that all I did was like, okay, this. And you're like, well, yeah, fuck, that's fine. That's Jell-O. What are you mixing it in?
Where are we going? And I saw it in the bowl as it was coming over. I started getting the weird, oh, God almighty.
That's where the creamy look and the teasing flavor come from.
Is it, Steve?
After the mixture has chilled.
Teasing flavor comes from.
You couldn't have just put some whipped cream in there, idiot.
I feel like you're tripping on this. This looks delicious.
Well, you would eat that, knowing that?
No.
And you eat mayonnaise, but you wouldn't eat the. That's a bowl of mayonnaise with strawberry flavoring.
I will eat a small amount of mayonnaise.
I'm just saying it won't revolt you. But
yeah,
like,
no. And I don't. Yeah, and I don't mind a tuna salad every now and then. But this is. First of all, this isn't mayonnaise. It's Miracle Whip,
which is awful.
How are you worse than mayonnaise?
You're Miracle Whip.
Package of cranberry relish.
Salad dressing.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's finish watching this car crash in slow motion. Mm. But I'm saying you have an opportunity to serve this to your guests. This could happen. This is on the internet. Someone could see this and go,
"Oh, I don't eat people's shit."
Yeah.
And now we're adding the gelatin gradually to a cup of Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Whip.
That's where the creamy look and the teasing flavor comes from. After the mixture has chilled till it's slightly thickened,
fold
in a
10-ounce
package of cranberry relish and 1.5 cups
color.
Of applesauce.
Oh. It's a cranberry relish.
That might be okay to eat by itself.
And applesauce.
Teasing taste.
All those things are fine without the mayo.
It's perfect for it.
It's dumb,
just
but it's
before
fine.
Serving, unmold it. And then we're going
mayo?
To top it off with
Shut
more Miracle Whip and watercress.
At least,
with
okay.
Holiday time coming up,
what if you thought that was whipped cream?
And, to be
and you just took a big slice of that and then whipped that goddamn Miracle Whip on your shit and sat out in front of your whole family.
And you thought it was whipped cream.
And you just, yup.
Yeah.
Yup, I like whipped cream.
Yeah, no pumpkin pie, whatever this is. I'm sure this is a cake. It's in a Bundt cake pan. Surely this is cake and some sort of.
I mean,
whip
I'm
cream.
So against it, though. I don't think there's anybody who's even like mother-in-law or people in my family who are adjacent who don't know I'm not fucking with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Like, if you've eaten dinner with me
and
once.
This is worse than mayonnaise. And then topping it with watercress is crazy.
It, then we're going.
I mean, look, you eat with your eyes. Who is making. Dude, everyone was just.
That looks like something you would give to 15 cats.
Yes.
I'm going on vacation. I'm out of here. Y'all
well, what's up with serving the bowl in the middle? You can't even, I guess you slice it long ways, maybe? Like you slice like little loaves off of it? you can't even slice like a cake slice off of it because there's a bowl in the middle full of.
To top it off with more Miracle Whip.
No, yeah, you slice. It looks like it was a cress. Pineapple upside
with
down.
With holiday time coming up and lots of sandwiches and salads to be made, better get a couple of jars of uncopyable Miracle
You better
Miracle
fucking
Whip
not.
From Kraft.
That's what I'm saying.
But the profit margin on these type of products is so ridiculous. They're like, just make up anything to put them in, let them put it in there.
Yeah.
Each scoop makes us 82 cents or whatever. It's crazy.
My God.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah.
See, that's trickery, dude. That thing looks like a dessert.
Yes. Now,
you're going to present it as a dessert because it's got Jell-O and applesauce and shit in it.
If right. And it looks like it. And you may even get, like, when you cut it, you may go, oh, this is like a Jell-O mold.
Well, if you just ate the weird, slice, it may be a little bit weird, but it wouldn't be obvious.
No.
But if you got tricked into, you know what I mean?
Now, keep going.
You got tricked into putting a dollop of that shit on a slice of that shit. And then taking a big old dumbass bite, whipped cream first, and it was mayonnaise.
Right. So the food's already bad. Now let's say you had a slice of pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie or apple pie, and you were like, oh, well, that's clearly whipped cream. And it was Miracle Whip? You're not just going to start swinging randomly at everyone around you?
You just ruined pumpkin pie for me on Thanksgiving? Yeah. And what?
You just ruined everything forever. Every holiday
well,
is
you
ruined.
You ruined everyone's day right now because I'm flipping the fuck out.
No, yeah. Everybody is toast.
Who brought the...
up against the wall. No, there's no recovery from that.
No, that's wild.
No, it's...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up with this for our Christmas special. I really do wish I'd add some more, like, Christmassy sound effects, you know what I mean, other than...
Delicious-looking dick from...
Oh, those...
That probably definitely looks better than whatever that
Every
was.
Every time I come over here, you only got to take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
I love the vocabulary. Man.
No, he that's kills great. It. No. Yeah, awesome. Well, he's really expressing how upset he is with that guy.
Yeah.
He's just like, come do on, you bro. Mean my oil change? Am I not speaking clearly enough to you? Like, well, then just say that.
Every time I come over, you really gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
That's great.
No, that's a fantastic one. That'll come back. That wasn't necessarily a Christmas one, but it will come back. Oh, I made such a mistake. I couldn't forget this for Christmas. So everybody remembers the Kanye song, right? That was
Yeah.
Right.
You could
a Chinese phone company
took that
song.
Okay. Kanye West always finds a way to win.
A way.
I'll make this song that no one wants to hear because
it's
gratuitous.
The most it's
not allowed to stream it in the world.
Ever.
It's the worst thing you could do. And China's like, it's kind of going to catch you. You're still one of the best producers ever. Do you want to?
Yeah. How about potentially one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time?
That is.
My brother's jolly brother, Merry Christmas. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. They don't understand it, they don't want your business.
Oh,
my brother's jolly brother, Merry Christmas. Brother, Merry Christmas.
I mean, look, the bad one was stuck in my head for a long time.
Never again.
Now it's the Christmas season.
It's gone. Merry
Christmas.
The first one's gone now.
They don't understand it, they don't want your business. Oh, my brother's jolly brother, Merry Christmas.
All my brothers, jolly brother, Merry Christmas.
I wonder what kind of ownership they have.
Hit
that
again.
Opens up the thing for all kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, it could do. Also, you know, it's, you know, China. Like, they can just take it.
Who's
going to tell them not to? But also, Kanye shouldn't make money off this song. I don't think.
The beat didn't do anything.
Yeah, well.
Is that a thing?
Merry Christmas.
That's a pretty fire beat,
though. They don't understand it. They don't want your business.
That might be the difference.
Yeah.
Is the bells really sold it? Yeah, I don't know that any holdings are gonna honor that. But that was I was like, there was something about this that I needed to land on
Christmas
for Christmas.
Yeah,
that was the that very was much the Christmas thing.
So what were you doing with the guy on the
No. Sorry. This was a Christmas play that was on, and the person working the audio apparently had some sort of soundboard plugged in.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to hit a sound. This is not, you know, obviously, you know, this ain't Broadway. But there's a pit orchestra. This is a pretty large scale production. And the question for people was like, why when the sound person hit a button, it did this? It's pretty good, though.
I'm so sorry.
That's a good bit of Christmas yeah. cheer. Not as good as what we just saw.
No, that what we just saw was, you know.
It's a lot.
I mean, they really do take it to the next level.
Monster Dick Monster.
All right, we got to wrap this up on that, okay? This has been 60% of the podcast.
Good.
Super Dickmans and their friends. Super Dickmans. Man, super Dickmans. Man, super Dickmans. Super Dickmans. Super Dickmans.
Why are you send that as a voice text?
Man, super Dickmans. Is it Dickman, super Dickmans?
You can hit him with the pause music too, man.
Man is der Dickmann.
Dickmann, Dick, 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 Dickmann. Dickmann, Dickmann. Die sind frisch, die sind frisch, die sind Dickmann, super Dickmanns. Dickmann, super Dickmanns.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, that was good.
It's good stuff. It's classic. It's classic work. Okay, there's one more. Oh, this here. We close on this.
Okay.
So we actually talked about it today, how I don't like playing stuff other people made unless it's like a masterpiece. And I couldn't even find out who the original people were who made this. But the first, this, until it gets silly, this is actually really the Folgers Christmas commercial that we all grew up with. There's no parody.
Must have the wrong house.
Sister.
Oh, I missed you so much.
They waited up all night for you, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa. Oh, coffee.
He's here.
Her brother was in one of these commercials.
Brought you something really? From far away.
Really? Oh.
What are you doing?
You're my present this year.
The best part of waking up. This is the real commercial.
See? I smelled it. He's back.
Ryan. You have to leave.
What? What are you guys talking about? We know what's going on here. We know you're trying to f*** each other.
What? No. Oh, please. Brothers and sisters, don't look at each other like that.
He sent you to West Africa for a reason, Ryan. To separate you and your sister.
You're crazy!
Oh, yeah? What's this?
He's my present this year.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. We're
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
I'm your son, and I'm in love with your daughter.
Oh, Ryan, what is in that box?
What's in the box, Ryan?
It's mine.
What's in the box, Ryan?
Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Emily, I'm going to comment because we grew up together.
This is really good production quality, though.
Right? You and it's Folgers Colombian dark roast. Emily, will you make me the happiest brother?
Oh, Dad! Get off of him! I love him! Oh, no! No! Stop it! No! I just want to f*** my brother!
Oh, God. It's Folgers in your car. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's them making fun of the Folgers commercials for being weird about it.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but woo.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Every time I come over here, you always got to take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man.
All right, everybody. Before we go, you know, just remember.
Delicious looking dick from...
Yeah, everybody, so if you are still here and you haven't checked it out, don't forget to go check out the live show. I'm going to actually put like a ad.
Yeah, and it was really fun.
It was insanely fun. And next episode, we'll run it down. Other than that, it's time to enjoy Christmas. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your holidays, Hanukkahs, Kwanzaas, whatever you're into. And we'll see you for New Year's. Always. I'm Graham.
I'm Josh.
Stay out of the water.
Don't get blarneyed.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is the Myth Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk. Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.